This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. You may not be surprised to hear road rage incidents are going up in L.A. The news outlet Crosstown crunched the numbers locally and found road rage is the worst it's been in a decade. The worst neighborhood is downtown Los Angeles. And what's more frightening is road rage has become more violent. In 2019, the number of incidents involving a gun was around 100. In 2022, last year, there were more than twice as many. So why is road rage increasing now? Joining us is Ryan Martin, professor of psychology at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, who has studied road rage. Welcome to Press Play.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So why do you think incidents of road rage are going up?
Yeah, I think that there are a variety of explanations for this. You know, when people get angry, whether it's behind the wheel or anywhere else, it's usually a confluence of factors, right? It's something interfering in their goals. It's someone treating them badly, something like that. But it's also exacerbated by stress and anxiety and those sorts of things. And so I think part of what's going on is that Americans are under more stress than they have been. I think there's lingering effects of the pandemic. I think there is economic distress, and those things are giving people a shorter fuse. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of this same sort of anger in other areas. Service providers are saying that they're being treated badly by customers. We're seeing fights at schools and things like that. So this may be a symptom of a broader anger problem we're seeing in America.
Interesting. Also in Los Angeles, and I don't know if it's the same where you are, people are driving faster and just more recklessly.
Yeah, I think there's some evidence that is happening nationally as well. And I also think that exacerbates things. Driving has always been sort of a perfect storm of potentially angering scenarios. But when you add to it additional or increased recklessness from other drivers, increased impatience from drivers, I mean, all of that is going to lead to more and more anger and more aggression.
Can you talk about the psychology behind why other drivers make us so furious? I don't have the same feelings of anger when, let's say, I'm in the supermarket and someone is blocking the aisle with their with their cart as I do if there's a car or someone acting badly or cuts me off or whatever. I feel blind with rage and I don't know why. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is, and this is going to be similar in the two examples you described, but there's going to be some goal blocking that happens, right? But when you are driving somewhere, you are, you know, pretty much by definition on your way somewhere. So someone interfering in those goals is just inherently frustrating. So that's a big part of it. Another piece, though, is that sort of anxiety that we experience while driving that I think we're oftentimes oblivious to. Driving is inherently dangerous, whether we realize that or not, and we're often a little bit anxious about it. So that recklessness that we see from other drivers means something different to us because it means that person might be putting our lives in danger. They might be putting someone else we care about's life in danger. And so that ends up playing a role as well. But then the third piece is the ability to see the other driver, meaning the actual human being driving the car, which is different from a lot of other settings in that when you can't see the person, you can't identify with them the same way. You don't have a sense for who they are, what kind of person they might be. And that anonymity actually influences how we respond in those situations.
Yeah, I guess it's how people respond in online comments to other people who anger them.
Yeah, that's a very, very similar sort of situation. And that anonymity, or even just maybe it's not anonymous, but that sort of perceived social distance from the person ends up meaning that people say things or do things they wouldn't otherwise do.
Right. It's funny how when somebody does something bad on the road, we always want to see who that driver is. So we'll pass them by and take a look and say, well, who would do such a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a way of trying to get more information about that situation, inform our thinking a little bit about what's going on.
Is there a personality type that's more prone to road rage?
I think the research would show that narcissism is probably the most significant personality type that really leads to this. There are going to be some others as well. I think you could say, you know, type A, competitiveness, those sorts of personality factors. But there's been research out there to identify that probably the best predictor are people who are just, whether they actually have full-on, you know, narcissistic personality disorder or just higher on that narcissism scale, that they experience more more road rage and are more likely to act aggressively in response to that.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But we are a nation of narcissists now, so it seems like maybe more of us might be prone to road rage. Not speaking personally or anything.
Yeah, that is a really sort of interesting element here is, you know, as we are seeing that kind of increase, that maybe increases in narcissism are leading to a lot of that increase in road rage.
Okay, so what should we do if we find ourselves on the other end of someone who is raging and we don't want to engage and we don't want to, I don't know, exacerbate the situation? What should we do?
I think you used the key word there, and that is to not engage. I really can't think of anything good that can come from having an interaction, an aggressive interaction on the road. I think by and large, it's very rare that I give sort of never do this advice. But one of the things I would just never do is find ways to tell other drivers how angry I am at them.
Like, don't honk.
Yep. Don't honk. Don't give them the finger. Don't sort of be passive aggressive, sort of slow down in front of them. I think honestly, the best thing to do is just let them go on their way. It is simply too dangerous an activity to try and, you know, not to make light of it, but to try and play games with people or engage that way. You've seen data, and I've seen data too, saying that there's an increase in gun use on the road. I just can't imagine there's a good scenario that's going to come from letting someone know how mad you are.
So how do you psychologically handle that? Do you think, oh, that person's having a really, really bad day, and try to empathize?
I mean, I think that's one strategy people can use. And I do think it makes sense to, you know, sometimes to reframe those situations. It could be that person's having a bad day. It could be that person is under a lot of stress. Who knows? I honestly, for me, a lot of times the answer is I just don't really care. I just know that I want to be further away from them. Very little good is going to come from me engaging. And so it's better to just back off and let them go on their way.
Go on their merry way or their unmerry way.
Yep.
Their angry way. Ryan Martin, a professor of psychology at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks again.
Coming up, we continue our series on the Oscar-nominated short documentaries. Today, a man who plans to blow up an Islamic center.
He'd already built the bomb. He was looking for a justification to plant the bomb and commit mass murder. You know, he was hoping to kill 200 people on a Friday night.
Why he did not carry out that plan, the subject of the movie Stranger at the Gate. That's next on Press Play.